The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here today on this Memorial Day weekend. We've got an outstanding hour straight ahead because we're going to pop the hood. That's right. We're going to open up the Auto World Garage and bring forth one of our favorite contributors. He's an ASE certified technician and a guy that has been in the automotive repair business for more than 30 years, Mark Evans, or as Frank in New Mexico likes to call him, the Swami, is in the house. So what does that mean? It means a golden opportunity for you guys on the other side of the radio. If there's something wrong with your vehicle right now and it's puzzling you, perhaps your vehicle's making some funny sounds, emitting some funny smells, it's not performing right, you're getting poor fuel economy, you've been to a mechanic recently and they've told you you've got to spend a couple of $1,000s on a Hoosie dinghy, and you don't know what the Hoosie dinghy is, you can get a free over-the-air diagnostic check from Mark Evans, as well as get a second opinion on any proposed repairs for your vehicle. We're just a phone call away at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. We also have a trivia question left over from a previous hour of the broadcast, and it isn't an easy question, and it's not super hard either. What was the first Japanese car to be produced in the United States? I will give you a little bit of a hint here. It was either a Honda vehicle, a Toyota vehicle, or a Nissan vehicle. So I've eliminated a few of the Japanese manufacturers. What was the first one to be produced here in the U.S.? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth the Swami, the man himself, Mark Evans. How you doing there, Mark?
Well, hi, Bob. Hey, happy Memorial Day weekend to you and our listeners. It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. How about yourself? You got any big Memorial Day weekend plans?
No, I just hanging out to watch the Indianapolis 500 and watch those RPMs on those engines at 11,000 RPMs. That got me excited a little bit, Bob.
I can understand that. Boy, those engines just turn at remarkable numbers.
It's crazy. I love watching it. Watching the speed over 200 miles an hour, but you know these guys are driving these cars and their steering wheels and all these cameras they have today inside the cockpit and their faces and everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait a minute, I've been in cars at 75 miles an hour and the steering wheel shakes more than the 500 car 200.
That is so true. Absolutely, I missed it because I was on the air and doing some radio production stuff. So I didn't get a chance to catch it live, but I understand it was the last year for Jim Nabors singing Back Home in Indiana. He's no longer going to do that, and I think that's a shame because that's a tradition. I know he's getting up there in age, but it was always one of the great things, one of the great traditions of the Indy 500.
Yeah, I actually watched him do that, and I was wondering if you did you put your name in to do it next year?
Oh, perhaps we could do a duet, you and I.
No. Boy, I better not quit my day job.
And of course, for years, gentlemen, start your engines, was done by the family. The gentleman Tony Holman, and then later his wife did the Start Your Engines call. Who did the Start Your Engines call today? Do you know, Mark, off the top of your head?
Well, yeah, they actually did a duet. Jim and she did it with Neighbors, old Gomer. They did it together.
Did they really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gee, I got to find this. I got to find this somewhere. In today's world, it's somewhere. It's on YouTube. It's somewhere in between.
Yep.
That's great.
Absolutely. And they did it real slow so they could speak each word together, which I thought was really neat, you know. But, yeah, old Gomer, he's looking pretty good in his days.
He's up there in age. I believe he's into his 80s, but still... You know, I hope to still be on the air when I'm in my 90s. So, you know, he's still got some life left in him. I'm disappointed, but what can you do? That's the story of life. What can you do?
Great. Wouldn't it be great to get him on the radio and interview him and find out all the different types of cars that he's owned in his life? That'd be a really neat thing to talk about.
Oh yeah, definitely. And that's so true about celebrities. I mean, you and I have had the great fortune of traveling around as part of the former McGuire's Broadcasting Network and interviewing a lot of celebrities, automotive celebrities, but also regular celebrities who are into cars. And it's a passion that cuts across all different generations. It's a passion that cuts across all income levels. I mean, somebody could be making minimum wage out there right now as we speak, working, and somebody could be a movie star making multiple millions of dollars off a movie presentation, a movie performance, and, you know, they both have that same passion.
They do. You know, it's funny. Just yesterday we went to a little graduation, college graduation party, one of Amy's, my wife's, employees, and, you know, she's what, I think they're, what, 25, 26 years old. And you know, it's amazing. We went, dropped into his house, you know, and they probably 15, 20 people there, you know, just visiting and stuff, and a modest house and all, and you know, they're young kids. And he says, "Hey, Mark, you want to come out and see my toy?" And I said, "Well, sure." You know, and he's an everyday driver, is nothing special by any means. It gets him to and from work. And he opens his garage door, Bob, and I walk out in the garage, and here's a 59 Ford pickup that's been chopped, channeled, customized with chromed engine, sitting right on the ground, burnt orange, which is just as beautiful. You open the hood, the engine's all chromed. You actually put fiberglass through the inner fender well so you could see the you know, box frame is completely matched. The orange, my mouth fell to the ground.
I don't blame you. Wow.
You know, there's about $60,000 in that. And it's like, I just looked at him and I said, I had no idea. And he said, "Why? No, I didn't build it. My grandpa and I built it."
Oh, okay. So a family thing.
Quite a thing. And of course, his grandpa was there. So of course, I grabbed him and says, "Get your, you know what, out in the garage. I want to talk to you." And then we had a really good long talk. And he says, "Yeah, I just wanted to teach Toby how to what makes a car tick and what makes it run and how come and why." And I said, "Well, this is a complete ground off restoration." And you know, so absolutely, you know, you don't have to have all the money in the world to build a fine automobile. You know, so
oh.
It's really neat.
Absolutely.
I'm standing there visiting, and he says, "Well, it's been done now for about 6 months, Mark, but we've got a short. The battery's dead." So, you know, even on my day off, you know, I'm continuously getting asked questions and why and how come. So I actually showed him how to, it was a simple thing. I just took a look and come to find out they actually had the alternator wired wrong.
Oh.
So, just a simple thing, you know, but it's good to help, you know, at all times. You know, I told him now you can surrender the battery charger, throw it away, and now you can go drive it without worrying about being stranded. So,
so this is why you're the Swami, and this is why so many people count on your advice, because you're always there, ready to give a hand and pitch in, and that's definitely something to be applauded. You are, it's not unlike being a doctor. I mean, if you're a physician, I'm sure if you are at a party or something, that's when you know, people at the party start asking you, "I got a pain here," or "I got a problem there."
Oh, yeah. Hey, my elbow's hurting, you know. And it's funny, 10 years ago, when I started dating Amy, it took her about 3 months. She said to me, "You know, everywhere we go, somebody asks you a car question."
Very good. Hold that thought, Mark. We're coming right back. This is Auto World.
Don't be confused. The way is clear. America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. Learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance. Please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We have officially opened the Auto World Garage. I am not a mechanic. I'm just your automotive radio geek here. Auto enthusiast extraordinaire. Worked for more than 10 years at Motor Trend Magazine and still do a lot of freelance writing. I write for EpicTimes.com and Cars Direct, a little bit for Edmunds.com, and for a cigar magazine called Cigar Advisor, and, of course, GCNLive.com. In addition to doing this automotive radio show, I've hosted many, many others over the years. And Mark Evans, our very special guest, is also a veteran automotive radio talk show host specializing in automotive repair and is an ASC certified technician. And anytime Mark is with us, he is available for you guys to call in if there's something wrong with your vehicle and would like a free over-the-air diagnostic check. Now would be the time to get in at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Trivia question remains unanswered. I've had a couple of people send me incorrect answers. No one has sent me anything that is even close to being right. The first Japanese car manufactured in this country. Mark, let's go back to what we were talking about and talking about this automotive passion, which, you know, cuts across all different generations and all different income levels. And one of the big problems the automotive hobby faces these days is getting more younger people involved with the hobby. And it sounds like this young man that you attended the wedding of yesterday is definitely into all things automotive, and thanks to his grandfather.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the biggest reason of all why he's actually involved is because of his grandpa, the older generation. And of course, talking with his grandpa, you know, I said, "What do you, you know, this one's done. You do anything now?" He says, "Oh yeah." And then, you know, it didn't take him long. Bob, grandpa had pictures in his back pocket that he whipped out of the vehicle that he's building today, and it's another truck. And I asked him if is he building it for someone, you know, that's prepaid him? He says, no. He says, I like to build them. And then, you know, once I get them done, I put them up for sale. But, you know, it's amazing that Toby's, you know, has got a truck there that he's learning. Here he's driving, he's going to be driving a nice $60,000 street rod type truck, you know, that's just beautiful, showroom condition on the normal street. And he's learning about cars through grandpa. And that's what's nice. You know, I see that in myself, too. I'm not the grandpa yet, but talking with my kids, they don't really have the care, I guess, you know. But I find that if you put them in a car or a truck that's fun to drive, got a little more pep to it, you know. So when you put your foot down and it takes off, jacked up, it starts, the corner's nice, then they're excited. But, you know, it's just nothing, you know, get my son into my Suburban and he's just not excited. And neither do I. I'm not excited either. You know, it's a utility vehicle. But I do encourage everybody to get a chance. And what's neat today, Bob, the lease is out there. I've got a friend that, he says, I surrender. He says, now I'm doing leases. I'm going to do a lease from here on out. And every car, every vehicle I have is going to be a sport model type of car. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make the lease payment. I don't have to worry about anything about it, but just having fun getting in it and driving it. And I don't blame him. I mean, it's, why not? Have fun. There's a lot of nice hot rods out there that we can buy and get new and have fun. You know, let's get the passion back in driving again.
And leasing has really turned up in recent months and in the last year or so. There was a time when it was extremely popular, and then with a lot of the economy stuff going south, it didn't become so attractive to do the leasing. But now, especially business owners are much more apt to go for a lease purchase these days in 2014 than actually buying cash or financing a vehicle. So I believe it's up like 25%, which is a huge amount.
Yeah, and the price of our gasoline today, I think that slowed all of us up on going for long, long, long trips constantly every single weekend. So that's the little catch in the word lease is that, you know, they only give you so many miles a year. Well, a lot of people aren't really, like, say, I grew up driving out every weekend with my parents. They couldn't hardly wait for Friday to get around so they could get in the car and go drive and explore. In today's world, I don't think a lot of us are, you know, wanting to burn that $4.50 gasoline every weekend just to go take a look. We might do it once a month, which we don't rack up the miles on that lease, you know. So You know, that's what I'm finding with people here and friends, relatives I have. That's what they're doing. And what that does, too, Bob, you know, I think that number one and number two. Number one, none of us really want to go to the dentist. And I think number two, even mechanic. I think us mechanics here, technicians on cars, people, we just don't want to go to a repair shop. And it costs money, and we don't understand. And that's something that I actually is more, I'm more of a school teacher in the automotive world than I am really, I repair them, but I like to really communicate first, tell the customer what is going on with their car and why is it costing so much for me to fix their car. So I'm actually a school teacher, and then after that, I'm a repair expert. So it, nobody understands why, you know, that word why, how come? My light's on, and you said it's not the gas cap, it's the evaporator valve that's on top of my gas tank. What? You have to take the gas tank out to put a $6 part in? Yes. So, again, it's back to, and it could be just the gas cap, you know, so, but that's the key, is don't take it for granted. When you see an engine light on in your car, a lot of us say, it's just the gas cap, I'll just leave the light on. Well, the light's hooked to over 300 some sensors, the next thing you know, which I see and hear all the time, well, how long has your engine light been on? Well, it's been on about 6 months. Well, this is the reason why there's six electronic sensors bad. So, but that's the thing. A lot of people might be going back to a lease to get away from me. Darn it!
And also the fact that with an average new vehicle more than $30,000, and that's just for an average vehicle. You know, it's getting more and more difficult for the average folks to purchase something that they really want. If they want something really special, I mean, you got to spend, you know, $40,000 and $50,000, which is, you know, a lot of, not that long ago, there were areas of this country, there probably still are areas of this country where you can purchase a house for that. So it's a different world. There's no question about it. Got an email here. This one comes in from Rod, and Rod is in Missouri listening on KSIS. And Rod has got an interesting question here. He says he has always purchased pre-owned vehicles, and for the first time, he is considering the purchase of a new vehicle, and he wants to know if it's true what he has heard, and he's heard me say it. Have the new cars really improved in build quality, especially the domestics? He's looking at Ford, he's looking at Chrysler Group products, and GM. We'll find out from Mark on the other side.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're back with ASC certified technician Mark Evans. We pop the hood, open the garage here at Auto World Radio, and giving you guys the opportunity to email or call in your mechanical questions for Mark. Also get the trivia question about the first Japanese vehicle manufactured here in the U.S. and somebody emailed me the brand. It is indeed Honda, but I need the specific model. So we do have a half a winner. Let's get a complete winner at Bob at BobLongRadio.com or AutoWorldRadio.com. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were answering an email question from a gentleman in Missouri who has limited experience. It almost, just by looking at his email, it sounds like never before in his life has he ever considered the purchase of a new vehicle. But he wants to know if he invests in the new vehicle, has the quality really come up as significantly as the reports that he has heard? Mark, how would you compare a 2014 Ford product, Chrysler Group product, or GM product to a 2004 to a 1994?
Well, there's it's a great question, and it's a night and day difference. Gosh, Bob, we can go back from the early years. Then the best part is I know that all brands of cars and all models, but the branding, and you and I have actually witnessed this every single year. If one brand decides to change something to make their automobile better, then the second brand, the third brand, fourth brand, they raise the bar again to beat their competition. So we're the winners. Us consumers out here, we're the winners of the bar getting raised every year on each and every brand and each and every model. Like, for example, the Ford Taurus. My goodness, remember back in 1986, the big round egg that was going down the road called the Ford Taurus? And you know what? That was a great car back then. And look at it today. It's like, are you kidding me? You're letting me buy a brand new NASCAR to drive on the street? I mean, it's a wow factor. This rear-wheel drive cars, and now front-wheel drive cars. And then we go into the anti-lock brake work. I remember the days I still owned some of those cars. No power brakes. You hit the brake, the drum brakes would lock up and or shimmy. You know, your brake pedal would shake. Your back end on a slick road would come up and meet the front end, and you're doing 360 spins. So today we got anti-lock brakes, and today we got speed-sensitive steering. That means that we're going down the highway at a high speed. You know, with the old cars, with manual steering, you could fill the road. I mean, literally fill. Hey, I'm in the rut, you know. And yeah. Then they came out with power steering, and the power steering would make it easier to park the car. But at a higher speed, if you sneezed and took the wheel with your sneeze, the car would go into the ditch. With speed-sensitive steering, today it uses speed sensors on the anti-lock brake side to measure the speed of each wheel to make, you could do 100 miles an hour in a car today, the Ford Taurus, for example, or the Fusion, Dodge Charger. The faster the tire spins, you decide to change lanes, it actually feels almost like manual steering. So they don't want you to drive the car off the highway. I remember the days, Bob, I mean, on the safety side, these airbags, my goodness, I remember seeing in the news all the time where the bodies, people were going through windshields. Today we don't read or hear about any of that. The old steering wheel shafts, you know, the steering wheel, steering column, that was like a spear that could go right through us. Today I talk to customers like this. They talk about, my car's all fiberglass, Mark. Why? It's not real metal anymore. Well, that's a crumple zone. They figured it out. They figured out they want the car, everything that's in front of you, to absorb the energy so that steering shaft doesn't go through us like a spear. You know, and here's one that, kind of my pet peeve, Bob. Back in the early days, you know, I had customers, you know, Mark, I'm having a hard time starting my car. I don't know how many times I should pump it. How many times should I hit the accelerator, give it gas to keep it started? So all of us, we don't really have an ear. We're not all mechanics. So, you know, you got to use your ear to listen to the engine. You know, to play. Remember the hand choke, Bob? I call it the trombone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, slide.
Yep.
So you're using the hand choke. You sliding the hand choke back and forth, trying to keep the engine running. Well, today's car. My goodness, all we have to do is put the key in the ignition. And by the way, you're talking like trivia question, the Nissan, along with other brands, all you have to have is, there's no key anymore. You just put the fob in your pocket, literally push the start button. You don't have to worry about tapping the gas pedal, doing anything. Temperature control, heat and air conditioned seats and, you know, the room, it's better HVAC system in the car than I have in my house. So, overall, yes. I mean, you take a 2014 automobile and just compare it to just last year's model, it's a wow factor. Just in 1 year, again, and that's the only reason is because the one manufacturer says, I believe we want our brakes to stop this car quicker. So then the other manufacturer says, uh-oh, we've got to make our stop just as good, if not better. So we're winning as consumers out here. They are getting better and better and better. Now, can we say the price is getting any better?
Unfortunately, no.
We're having to pay for that technology. And yes, when it comes to the repair side of it, to tell you the truth, Bob, I used to have to really use my nose for smelling, my ears for listening, and I definitely had to put my ear to it and listen to the engine, and I really had to go deep in my file cabinet up inside my head to try to figure it out. Today, I just put the scan tool on it, and the computer on board on these new cars helped me as a repair person. That computer on board talks to my computer that I just plugged in, which helps me get me in the right direction in which way I should repair that car, which really, it helps us, the mechanics, the technicians, all of us out here say, oh, yeah, heck, looks like we've got an O2 sensor out. It's burning lean. In the yesteryears, I used to have to use my ears and my eyes to watch the engine, how bad it's shaking. I had to listen for vacuum leaks. And then, of course, I was adjusting the fuel air mixture screws on the carburetors at all times. And so, you know, you constantly had to fine-tune, had to adjust the points. That's the points in condenser. That's what adjusts the timing in a car. I had to turn the distributors and adjust the timing at all times. So today's cars, what distributor? There's no distributor. Mm-hmm. It's coilovers. And that's where they're getting the horsepower. It's all timing management through electronics, which it's way better, definitely. And I'm glad Rod asked that question, because is it well worth, you know, you're used to the 2000 car that you have. You got 14 years on it, maybe 100,000 miles, thinking about buying a new car. Well, you go drive a 2014, or even go drive a 2012, a car that's 12 years newer than your 2000. And no matter what brand, all of them are a lot better. Bob, they're lasting longer too. They really are. They're going a lot farther miles. And when I hear the manufacturers, you know, hey, we're going to give you a 100,000 mile warranty. I don't remember, do you, Bob, on the 1986 Ford Taurus? We never heard those words back then, did we?
Well, they weren't even considered. They weren't even thought about.
No.
Oh, that is so true. Let's see, a couple more emails have come in, and again, we've got some open lines, so if you'd like to chime in, now would be the time at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to throw a couple more questions at Mark, and why not get you in the mix as well. We've got room for you. 855-660-4261. Something wrong with your car? Did you just get bad news at the local mechanic? He says you got to spend lots of money that you don't have. Well, let's run it by Mark. 855-660-4261. Don't go away.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you put your car sideways. I don't wouldn't mind. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once. Love them and leave them.
Something wrong with your vehicle, not smelling right, sounding right, performing right, poor fuel economy, whatever it is, a Mark can help you out, or if you'd like a free second opinion, very important before you spend a lot of money on your vehicle, much better off to double check it with somebody else. Mark, before the break there, we got a email question in, and I wanted to throw that one in front of you. Did I already give you the question, or I'm brain dead at the moment? I don't think I gave you the question yet.
Not yet.
All right, so the question is about, let's see, let's go back into the emails here. This one is from Stan, and Stan is in Florida, listening on one of our great new Florida affiliate stations. And he has a question about disc brakes and drum brakes. He's noticing that a lot of the hybrid vehicles utilize drum brakes. He was considering the purchase of a Prius, and it seems like the rears are drums and the front brakes are disc. And he doesn't understand, with all the technology that vehicle has, why Toyota would be using drum brakes in the back of the vehicle.
Well, that's another awesome question, and the thing there is that you can actually have anti-lock brakes with drum brakes, and so why I say that is the cost. When you have drum brakes, it's like 50% reduction in cost, and that's why they're doing that. Drum brakes, another way of looking at the word brakes, too, Bob, this is a great example I've never really talked about, is that I can walk, you know, you and I have been in Beverly Hills and some of the really nice places out there in the United States, the nice cities, the car shows, got a lot of money throughout, and some nice automobiles there sitting on the side of the road like Pebble Beach. I can walk past the automobile, glance through the wheel, look at to see how big the brake calipers are, disc brake calipers, and or again, like the Prius, the drums on the back, if you have, the bigger the brakes you have, the bigger the calipers you have, and you have front and rear disc brakes, the faster the car is. So, Toyota Prius is definitely not going to go the speed of a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Can't. So, they can literally, the word hybrid, they can get by without, no matter what brand of hybrid it is, they can get by, that brand can get by with putting drums on the back because that car is not set to build to go over 100 miles an hour. So that's how they can kind of cut cost and they can get away with it because they know that that car is not going to get pushed. Us consumers out here aren't going to drive our Toyota, you know, hybrid, their Prius and Leaf, et cetera, all the different hybrid models. We can't go 100 miles an hour in it. Now the Tesla. I had an opportunity to look here this last week at a Tesla, and it's the first thing I looked at. It's an electric car. I want to see what kind of brakes are on this thing, and that'll tell me how fast the car goes. And you know, that's the key. And I look at speed rating tires also. But brakes are the main thing. I can look at brakes on a car that's a four-piston caliper, which means half of the disc brake rotor that you see through the wheel is all caliper. That's telling me that car flat has got some power under the hood. So get back to the question, if it, you know, they can get by, the car's not going to go, you know, it's not designed to go 100 plus miles an hour, and drum brakes work great for that. And so they can cut the cost to give us, as consumers, a really good price on the hybrid. That's why.
Yeah, and that certainly makes all the sense in the world. We finally have a winner here to the trivia question. The answer is the Honda Accord was the first vehicle produced here in the U.S., and it's been produced for quite some time, going back into the 1980s. So we want to congratulate Mary on Newstalk 1540 KXEL for emailing us up on that. Telephone-wise, we can perhaps squeeze in another call or two at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Here's a good question. This one comes from Pierre, and Pierre says he's got an older General Motors vehicle with a 6.2-liter V8, and he's not in a position to either sell the vehicle or trade it in. Are there any engine oils or additives that Mark would recommend?
Actually, if you can get away with it, it depends on how much blow-by is coming out the PCV valve, out the valve cover. If it's got a lot of or take the oil fill cap off of the engine where you put oil in, turn it upside down, and if there's a lot of white foam on there, or any kind of goo, I call it, doesn't have to necessarily be white, but it probably will be if there's a lot of miles on it. And truthfully, Bob, we can go right back to good old Richard Petty and STP. STP is basically a can of polymer that is, you're adding it to the oil, and polymer, what that is basically back to the cooking. If you're building a cake and you put too much flour in there, it's going to make the batter a little bit thicker, and that's what polymer is. Polymer is already in engine oil, but if when you add a can of STP, you're just thickening up the oil, and that's going to slow up a little bit of the blow-by, a little bit. That's just what I'm saying, I guess, is the rings might be a little bit worn out. But if you have, that's if you have the goo on the oil fill cap, and you have PCV valve, you pull that out, and you see a lot of blue smoke or any kind of smoke coming out of the hole of the valve cover gasket, that STP would work really, really good. And or if you've got ticking, you know, you start it up and the ticking, a real light high note, like a piano note, ting, 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 it just keeps ticking at you, then a can of Revlon would work. And that is for valve lifters. That's a lubricant that goes, for some reason, I mean, it works. I've used it on motors, Chrysler motors from way back in their Chrysler Cordoba days, Fury 3 days. Put a can of Reslon in there, and that actually lubricates those lifters and gets rid of that tick, 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 tick. So, great question. There's a lot of different types of sounds that motors do, and there's a lot of different additives, Bob, huh? I mean, I go into a parts store, and you stand there and you say, wait a minute, this aisle's got to be at least 50 feet long, and this whole aisle's full of additives. So the guy can get lost in the word additives. But when you go into your parts store, just like I did, two examples, and if you've got a knock, dock, knock, that's basically a rod docking, and you got a piston rod that basically the bearing is getting ready to spin on you. And, you know, that there's certain additives, Bob, we can install and add, but gosh, you got a knock, knock, knock. I hate to say it, but what's knocking on the door there is a rod's getting ready to go out on them. So just ask the parts store person when you go in, hey, I got a... make the noise for them. I have a lot of fun with that. I got a tick, 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 or whatever, and they'll direct you right to the Resloan and or STP. So STP works good, Bob. I used that in the engine. We were getting ready to pull it out, and that thing had so much blow-by that you couldn't stand to be behind the vehicle. There was that much blue smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe. I said, let's load this thing up with about 5-6 cans of STP, and it worked. And there's no sponsorship there by any means. I'm just saying that the STP is definitely polymered. Polymer works real well at STP, so that'll slow that up big time.
Good advice, Mark. Just tremendous advice. And Mark, once again, you're just a wealth of information. Another little area here, and I was just distracted for a moment as somebody was writing in just as we speak, and that's when it comes to major repairs, this gentleman writing me from North Carolina says he has recently received the bad news that his Nissan is going to need a replacement timing belt. And he's never had that coming from overhead valve engines his whole life. Explain the drive system in explain the differences between the two systems.
Sure. One thing a lot of people ask real quick, Bob, too, is that do I have a timing belt or a timing chain? And it doesn't matter the brand. If it's an aluminum case, you've got a timing belt. And another real good quick tip too, if you just look at the front of your engine there, if there's front wheel drive and the motor sitting east and west, which means sideways, just look at the front where the drive belts are, alternator belt. If you see black plastic, that's a timing belt. Timing chains, you don't have to replace the timing belts, you need to do it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.